Elon Musk slams hashtag Twitter files journalist Barry Weiss for virtue signaling. By Joel B. Polak on December 16, 2022. Twitter owner and CEO Elon Musk criticized Barry Weiss, one of the journalists to whom he gave the Twitter files, on Friday after she criticized his decision to suspend the accounts of several journalists who covered him. Rather than rigorously pursuing truth, you are virtue signaling to show that you are good in the eyes of media elite to keep one foot in both worlds, Musk tweeted, after Weiss did not respond to a question about her views. Weiss, together with Matt Taibbi, Abigail Schreier, and Michael Schellenberger, was invited by Musk to expose the company's previous censorship in an ongoing series that has become known as the hashtag Twitter Files. Weiss used the opportunity to launch a new media outlet, the Free Press. But on Friday, a day after Musk suspended a slew of journalists who either published his location or linked to a banned account that posted the location of his jet, Weiss tweeted that the new regime at Twitter has the same problems as the old one in terms of censorship. She continued, "I don't need to dwell on how mesmerizing it is to watch those journalists who defended, even celebrated, Twitter's bans under the old regime under the guise of safety now call it censorship, and say it infringes on freedom of expression. It did then as it does now." Barry Weiss, at Barry Weiss, December 16, 2022. Musk replied with a question about what she would do if her own, or her child's, location were posted online. "Barry, this is a real question, not rhetorical. What is your opinion?" Elon Musk, at Elon Musk, December 16, 2022. After Weiss did not respond, Musk followed up with a critical tweet, indicating an evident sense of betrayal. "Barry, this is a real question, not rhetorical. What is your opinion?" Elon Musk, at Elon Musk, December 16, 2022. Weiss's colleague, Abigail Schreier, took a different point of view, defending Musk's decision in a Substack essay. "Whether Musk is in fact a free speech warrior or simply a self-interested CEO with incomprehensible power to shape public debate remains to be seen. But those of us who published pieces about the Twitter files never claimed nor implied he was a free speech warrior. Musk himself did. So is suspending the journalists, as Musk did in the last 24 hours, the first indication that the new regime is as bad as the old? Doubtful. That Musk is no free speech warrior after all? Maybe. And perhaps Musk will ultimately resort to suppression of opinion he dislikes. In that event, he will face a flood of opprobrium, including from me. But Twitter's new rule against posting real-time coordinates of famous people is a good one." Weiss was vehemently anti-Trump in the 2016 election. She moved with colleague Brett Stevens from the Wall Street Journal to the New York Times before encountering hostility and intolerance among the Times staff. She then launched an independent media career, publishing on Substack and recording her own podcast. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.